next on the 5 o'clock report.
This beast is looking east.
This is what's happening under Joe Biden.
Sometimes you have to hang up the cleats.
They've covered up COVID for 2.5 years.
We want to keep schools open.
We're talking way too much. We're doing way too little.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Prior to retire, good afternoon. A major shakeup at the Supreme Court. 83-year-old Justice Stephen Breyer will step down over the summer. Our coverage begins with correspondent Steve Dorsey.
As the second longest-serving current justice, Breyer has had a lasting impact on landmark rulings since his nomination to the court in 1994 by former President Clinton. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
He is somebody who has had an influence on sentencing guidelines, on gun rights, on women's rights to an abortion, all of these hot-button issues.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin said he intends to take up President Biden's nominee expeditiously with Breyer's end-of-June retirement.
So how will President Biden's first Supreme Court pick impact the upcoming midterms? Correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Word of a vacancy on the High Court in this midterm election year in which control of Congress is in play will activate both parties' bases. Given the razor-thin majority Democrats now enjoy in the Senate, President Biden will surely seek to replace Stephen Breyer with another dependable liberal. As a candidate, Mr. Biden pledged to nominate the first African-American female justice, calling it long overdue.
Other news today, another shipment of U.S. weapons arriving in Kiev as the world waits to see if Russia invades Ukraine on the streets of Kiev. Opinion is mixed about what happens next.
I think it's going to be a global war that will break the world to pieces.
I'm not feeling scared. Everything is calm here.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says if we're going to punish Vladimir Putin, the time to do it is now.
Hit him now. We're talking way too much. We're doing way too little. Sanction Putin now.
He thinks if we get Ukraine wrong, two things will happen.
If Putin dismembers the Ukraine without consequence, China will surely go into Taiwan and the Iranians will try to get a bomb.
Many military minds predict if there is a war in Eastern Europe, it probably will not happen until after the Winter Olympics, which start next weekend. What did he know and when did he know it? New documents raising fresh questions about pandemic point man Anthony Fauci and the origins of COVID-19. Jamie Metzl's an advisor for the World Health Organization.
China is where this pandemic started. We know there was a massive cover-up starting early on in China, and we need to get to the bottom of everything.
Fauci was warned in January of 2020 that COVID appeared engineered and could have been birthed at a lab in Wuhan, China. That same day, Fauci was told by his boss, NIH Director Francis Collins, to squash the lab leak theory. Former State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortega says somebody has got to hold China's feet to the fire.
They've covered up COVID for almost 2.5 years. There is still no independent scientist or doctors or even a real team from the WHO that can go in and find out what the origins of COVID are. And the Chinese Communist Party wants to make sure that it'll never happen.
Last year, at the request of the president, an investigation into COVID's origins was conducted by U.S. intelligence officials, but that report was deemed inconclusive because of China's unwillingness to cooperate. Green light at the southern border. Cameras have captured ICE buses dumping illegal immigrants off in Texas. From there, they're being put on planes and flown to cities like Miami and Atlanta.
If there's ever a consequence of going from Donald Trump to Joe Biden, this is it.
Former White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says illegal border crossings topped 2 million last year.
The number of people detained in December was approximately 180,000, a record. That is the size of the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. This is what's happening under Joe Biden. He is letting in cities of people who are not supposed to be in America, coming here illegally, and just looking the other way. He wants it to happen.
Tomorrow, Vice President Harris will talk about the root causes of illegal immigration during her trip to Honduras. The search continues in the ocean water for nearly 40 migrants off the coast of Florida. One has been recovered so far. 38 more remain missing. Coast Guard Captain Joanne Burdian.
So far, we've searched an area roughly 7,500 nautical miles, which for reference
difference is about the size of the state of New Jersey.
Erdian says a boatload of illegal immigrants from the Bahamas capsized 40 miles off the coast of Fort Pierce, Florida. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis blasting the Biden administration for revoking emergency use of two antiviral COVID treatments. DeSantis accuses the White House of playing politics with public health.
We had thousands of people in the queue at our treatment sites in Florida, and they all of a sudden wake up to saying that you're out of luck because of the whims of the Biden administration. What they're doing is just fundamentally wrong.
The FDA says the antiviral treatments are not effective at treating the most recent variant of the virus, the Omicron variant. 81-year-old House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is seeking an 18th term in Congress. She says it's to safeguard democracy. Pelosi's been in Congress 34 years. Political strategist Bakary Sellers.
There comes a time, whether or not you're Nancy Pelosi or whether or not you're Tom Brady, sometimes you have to hang up the cleats.
Hang up the cleats, he says. Nearly 30 House Democrats have announced they will not be seeking re-election next year. A blockbuster nor'easter will clobber the East Coast this weekend. Up to a half foot of snow expected along the busy I-95 corridor on Saturday. A blizzard could slam New Jersey and parts of Long Island. Most of our listeners will be spared.
At this point, I would say this beast is looking east, and most of the guidance does indicate that.
Meteorologist Brett Thacker says a major warm-up is coming next week when we flip the calendar to February. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, why dads matter, Hochul on guns, and pro-life Pennsylvania.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your family life weather forecast. For tonight, frigid, partly cloudy to clear, a few lake flurries off the lakes, and low temperatures ranging generally at or below zero, except just above zero in the larger cities and near the shores of Lake Erie in Ontario. For tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the 20s. Friday, cloudy with a bit of snow. Temperatures start in the 20s and then drop into the teens with the next frigid air mass moving in during the day.
All right, Kevin Williams, thank you very much. That epic football playoff game Sunday night between the Buffalo Bills and Kansas City Chiefs was the most watched television event since last year's Super Bowl. Nearly 43 million U.S. households were tuned into the game. Why do dads matter? Reggie Cox, founder of the Fatherhood Connection in Rochester, has started a grassroots group to reclaim the role of dads in society. He's building a statewide fatherhood network that partners with local governments to promote dads in the home and the community.
So really the objective there is to build a statewide regional-based fatherhood network.
Cox says crime, poverty, substance abuse, academics, teenage pregnancy, and sexual identity issues all are directly related to the lack of a father figure in the home. New York Governor Kathy Hochul attending a meeting of the newly formed Interstate Task Force on Illegal Guns today. She says it was formed to curb the flow of weapons into the Empire State.
Why now more than before are we seeing this increase? What is going on in those other states? What is going on with drug deals? What is going on with gang activity? Why are more guns than ever before flowing into the streets of New York?
The task force is comprised of 50 law enforcement officials from 9 northeastern states. An appeals court in Brooklyn expected to rule Friday on the mask debate in New York. The legal maneuvering over facial coverings has caused mass confusion at school. This parent says forcing students to mask up is a small price to pay to keep COVID out of the classroom.
We want to keep schools open. If you want to keep schools open, this is literally the smallest inconvenience that we could do to keep schools open.
Frustrated parents, however, sounded off on the mask at the Rush Henrietta School Board meeting last night.
When are you going to stand up for our kids?
Everyone's confused, and we're being fed this by the Board of Education.
What happened to letting parents parent the way that they want to?
The statewide indoor mask mandate set to expire next Tuesday, though the governor could decide to extend the face covering rule. Pennsylvania Congressman Glenn Thompson applauding an effort by Senate Republicans to amend the state constitution. GOP leaders have launched an effort to make abortion rare through passage of a pro-life amendment.
I appreciate the fact that our pro-life champions in Harrisburg are stepping up and putting this bill out. That would really provide permanency in protecting the innocent unborn.
The congressman says it's important to lay the groundwork now for making Pennsylvania a pro-life state.
In less than 12 months, Governor Tom Wolf, probably one of the most liberal governors in America, will will be unemployed. And it's incredibly important that this ramp up. The fact is, in June, when hopefully the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, then this is a battle that happens state capital by state capital.
The Constitution altering process would ban taxpayer funded abortions in the Commonwealth. With mobile sports betting now legal in New York, experts are worried about the proliferation of gambling addiction. Jenna Hotelling with the Finger Lakes Problem Gambling Resource Center.
Anytime that you increase the availability and accessibility of gambling, you're bound to increase potential problems.
Mobile sports betting became legal in New York on January 8th.
About $150 million were wagered the first weekend for mobile sports betting. So as we see the weekends progress, especially with playoffs, we're going to see a spike in this, especially around Super Bowl time.
Roughly 5% of all Americans have a gambling addiction problem. Changing careers to change lives. A local woman who lost her job in the banking industry last year after more than 20 years in that industry has now switched careers. She now works in healthcare, where the need for workers has never been greater.
I've seen all the problems, like with healthcare, having the shortage because of the shot and everything. So I figured since I was vaccinated that I would do my part, help out.
Sandra Lloyd works now as a nursing assistant in Batavia, New York.
I don't have any experience in this, but I told them that I wanted to help patients and connect with patients. The first day was quite hard, but I jumped right in.
Instead of preparing spreadsheets, Lloyd now changes bed sheets. She says her 16-hour-a-day work schedule is well worth
it. There's like a lot of maybe people that don't have family and stuff, so like I want to be that person that kind of helps them, makes them smile during the day, makes them laugh. I mean, it's rewarding at the end of the day. You feel good about yourself.
Lloyd says even though it took a pandemic to lead her down a new career path, it is exactly what she is meant to do. Your nightly market report next. It's brought to you by Ambassador Advisors.
Stocks opening well this morning. However, the Fed strongly hinting at increases to interest rates in the near future helped markets to reverse direction later in the day, closing at a slight loss on most of the indexes. Sales of new U.S. homes, however, hitting a nine-month high in December. The Dow today down 130 points, the NASDAQ gained 3, and the S&P 500 lost 7. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you very much, Dave Margolotti at the business desk. This is the 5 o'clock report.
Is retirement biblical? Hi, I'm Rob West with another MoneyWise Minute. A Christian's view of retirement should be different from the world's, which is to save enough so that you can stop working. Our service to the Lord never ends. We save to provide income for the day when age or health prevents us from working, but also for a day when we can increase our service to God. You might someday retire from your job so that you can serve the kingdom in other ways, or perhaps give more generously. At MoneyWise, when we use the word retirement, we're definitely not talking about ceasing all work. Our goal is to help you be a faithful steward so that one day you can serve God more fully. Think of it as retiring to something, not from something. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, MoneyWise.org, or by downloading MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store.
Coming up on the 5 o'clock report, Real Life Lightsaber.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Well, another frigid night is ahead. We're getting used to those. Some of us will be sub-zero by daybreak tomorrow, and even another bitter air mass is coming in to start the weekend. In between, we'll keep our eyes on an east coastal storm. Could turn out to be a blizzard for parts of New Jersey, Long Island, southeastern New England, but its impact here will be very limited to nil, passing far enough offshore, it would appear. We'll keep you advised. For tonight, frigid, partly cloudy to clear, a few lake flurries off the lakes, and low temperatures ranging generally at or below zero, except just above zero in the larger cities and near the shores of Lake Erie in Ontario. For tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the 20s. Friday, cloudy with a bit of snow. Temperatures start in the 20s and then drop into the teens with the next frigid air mass moving in during the day.
All right, Kevin Williams, thank you very much. Finally, 5.
I have something here for you.
What is it?
father's lightsaber. This is the weapon of a Jedi Knight.
Russian YouTuber Alex Birkin has just created the world's first retractable lightsaber. Yeah, and it's just like the one from Star Wars. Maybe even better. In fact, that 3-foot plasma blade he built was inspired by the Star Wars movies. The blade reaches 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit. You can even cut through steel with it. No joke. Alex Birkin says his next big project is to develop an Iron Man suit, just like the one in the movies. We'll see how he does. And that's the world we live in. Wednesday, the 26th of January. As always, thanks for coming along. I'm Bob Price, Family Life News.